lambs with broken legs, the residue of our days, tired lips. But Father, we come in the full knowledge of your works. Father, receive our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Give us enlightenment. Open your word to us. Let your glory rest upon us. Amen. Delight in us. Receive our thanksgiving this morning. Amen. We bless you, Lord, because you have been faithful. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's be seated. We thank God for this morning. You all know Brother Bumi is in Nigeria. Well, he's leaving for Nigeria this morning. Now, there are a few people. Brother Kunle, I'm sorry.
He left
yesterday. Oh, okay. So, sorry. Brother Bumi left yesterday. Thank you. And we... Brother Kunle and family, they're in England. Where's Brother Femi? Adenuga is around, but he loves the brethren in New York more than us, so he's fellowshipping in New York. Who else is not? So, but we thank God that we're here, and we bless the Lord. Brother Shegun is visiting from Abuja. He attends New Covenant Church in Abuja. So you see, we have brethren. We welcome you. We pray that the Lord will bless you in the course of your stay. Right. And I keep forgetting Brother Shegun's brother's name. Sorry. Brother Yemi, so he's a member now. You know, so we don't need to reintroduce him. How's the family? We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for the day and for his grace upon us. So this morning, I want to share on something. I want to share on someone should open to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. We'll sing a song. I will ask a question, we share, and then we close the service. Hebrews 12, 14. I'm sorry. And then there's communion. Yeah. I mean, I'll close the sermon. 12, 14. Anybody that finds it, I'd like you to pay very close attention this morning.
Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other. So that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Make sure...
Are you reading the old chapter?
Oh, you just wanted 12, 14?
Yes,
sorry.
Just that.
Right.
Read it again.
Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord.
Thank you. What translation is that?
New NLT.
Okay, can someone read another version? Work art.
KJV.
KJV, please.
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Follow peace.
Okay.
And also follow holiness. Because without holiness, no man can see God. Another translation.
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
Work at, follow, make every effort. I reckon that if all of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ were to resurrect this morning, and the Lord were to remove the quacks on the pews, yeah, I know, and replace them with first century preachers, with those who heard the Lord Jesus Christ directly, and the apostles, and they were to ask believers, you were to record their messages this morning, and they were to ask us, what topic do you think they will be preaching on today? What? I don't mean on the streets. I mean in church pews this morning. Imagine that the apostles were to be resurrected, and those preachers that had the Lord Jesus Christ,